What's going on, guys?
What's up, T?
Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make your podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has the tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you'll need to make your podcast all in one place. And the best part about it all is Anchor is totally free.
Wow.
So you should go download Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Great, man. I'm going to do that now.
Sorry it took us so long.
Welcome to the Lowdown, the Showdown, with your host, the number one, Ace Boo Cool. Introduce yourself.
It's the boss. And you have
me and the rose.
And you have the one and the only, the professor.
We should tell you the name at the bottom of it. Your Instagram or something at the bottom of it. I'll do that. You can follow her in a minute. I'm gonna tag it at the bottom of it.
New way to vacation here and stay in a place like this.
Okay, so what's our topic for today, guys?
All right, so the topic for today is. How do you know when it's over?
I don't know, that's a good question. How do you know? I mean, that's something that we always go through. How do you know when it's over?
I just want to know.
I feel like it's a gut feeling.
What are you talking about? Let's talk about it. What do you mean, how do we know when it's over? In regards to what?
In all aspects, really, like friendship,
relationships.
So let's just start with relationship. Let's just start with the elephant in the room. How do you know? When
so
it's over in a relationship.
Out of the way first.
Yeah, I think we should go. Yeah, okay. How do you know that it's over in a relationship?
How do you feel like you know that when it's over?
I mean, I don't know. I'm so glad that we came up with this topic. I'm just curious. I mean, you tell me.
I think it's when things start acting really different.
Like, what do you
when
mean?
Things start changing, like when you know when you around this person for like everyday thing, and then all of a sudden something switch up. Like, oh, you moving different. Like something, you know.
What do you mean something just a switch up different? Do you mean not coming home at a certain time or?
No, just how they move. Mostly how they move and then they go deeper into how, you know, deeper into that. But that's when you first start feeling the first signs of that.
So I suppose if you in a relationship, you know, because you in a relationship with this person, you know when it's over with just because of how they move. I like that.
What's well, that's more the beginning part of it though.
I feel like not only because of how you move. Mm-hmm. It's just a certain, like, it's just, to me, I feel like when you over a person, you gonna know when you over that person.
Uh-oh.
Like, that goes sexually.
Oh.
That comes mentally. And physically. And emotionally.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you sell
when
it.
When you over that person, you might be over that person at for you, yeah. You over that person. You as yourself. You got it in your mind that you over that person. But that person, on the other hand, they don't know that you're over them.
I mean, you talking like some deep stuff. So that means that you must have went
so
through something.
So that's when the problems come in.
Oh, what? So what? Tell us your story. What happened? Why you feel that way?
No, I'm just saying. It's not a story.
You came
not,
with some stuff. Only people in a relationship.
I just feel like I've been there and I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, tell
if
us.
If I'm over somebody.
So what happened? How did your heart get broken?
My heart didn't get broken.
I mean, just, you get tired. You know, it's like you know, maybe it's just like
right. That's what it was like. You
know, some things that people grow up.
I mean, you have a listening audience, and we want to know.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel. How you feel about know it? That? Regardless of how do you know it's over, you gonna know it's over.
Mm-hmm. You gonna be tired
because at the end of the day, when you go through bullshit and all of that shit. That social media shit that motherfuckers be putting on social media and Facebook, when they be posting all these pictures and posting all their little dates and shit like that.
I mean, but people
regardless of it, that's their happy stages. That's what they posted. Half of the time, majority of the time, motherfuckers be posting that shit
but
just to get the next motherfucker mad because they know that they already getting fucked on. They know that they already getting fucked on.
So they do it on purpose is what you're saying.
They do it on purpose.
Oh, no. What you think? If you have a comment, please write it in the comment section online. Again, this is Lowdown. The showdown.
When it came to side bitches.
Uh-huh.
When it came to these bitches wanting to let the main bitches know that they fucking with the whoever, the fuck nigga.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Put it out there. They gonna make that shit known.
But people still in a relationship. You've been in a relationship. You've been in a relationship for 15, 20 years.
Regardless.
And they have issues. How do you know that it's over? Like, how do you know what is it from? Like, the moment you end to the moment
you
leave.
You know when it's over, when you fade the fuck up.
Yeah, you just don't want
to
be on the moment.
When you fade the fuck up and you tired of the same shit going on and you tired of singing the same songs.
So it's when you're tired of being tired. That's what the old people mean, tired of being tired. But the way that you say it, though, the way that you go in depth in it.
You're speaking it as if, like, you've never been through that situation.
Well, some people have.
You've never been through that situation to know.
Tell us about it. What happened in your situation?
I can't tell you how about it because everybody can relate to me even if I tell my story.
Okay. I got you.
And I would be willing to tell my story, but regardless of it, it's still some people that's out here that ain't even related to what the fuck I done been through.
Okay, so...
So they can't relate to that shit. But what I'm saying in general, and to everybody, what I'm saying is, when you know it's over, you know it's over.
Okay, so
You're gonna get fed up. Well, R. Kelly say, when a woman's fed up and it ain't too much you can do about it. It ain't nothing you can do about that shit when she get fed the fuck up. Because when she fed up. She finna snitch on
But
your
what
brain.
About the man?
She finna tell on everything.
What about the man?
What you mean, what the fuck about the man?
I mean, sometimes...
The man made the woman fed up, or if it's vice versa. The man made the woman made the man fed up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not speaking on no just certain type of gender.
Okay.
It happens... Either gender.
Okay,
you know it don't matter which one you in, it's gonna happen.
It don't matter which gender you in, you gonna get fed up. When you fed up, you fed the fuck up.
So I think I listen to the
audience.
You're
gonna only put up and you're gonna only allow only as much as you're gonna allow yourself to allow. When it comes to a person, and when it comes to that person that you love, and when it comes to the person that you know that you and that person that been through here, been through that, through it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of if that person just stepped out.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of that person that did this and did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know you and that person got more history than what the fuck these side hoes did. That's what the fuck these motherfucking mentalities has been built on nowadays.
But you know, in the real world.
And you gotta look at
it.
And that's what I'm speaking on the real world.
Right. But in the real world, people are still in relationships that you know they should have been in a long time ago.
Well, that's an outsider thing, though. Like, you can't really know when they somebody else gonna end it because that's an outside looking in. That's not factual.
So the answer to the question is vague. When you know when it's over when they move different.
How
do you feel when you know that it's over?
Move different. The finances are not there.
What do you think, though? That's what I'm saying. What do you think?
We said, just fuck what we said. Fuck what we said.
No, it's not about that. Your opinion matters.
No.
We're trying to get your opinion.
But I'm trying to get your opinion. So, that's why I say fuck what we said. What is your opinion when you say, how do you feel when the motherfucker say it's over? How do you know when it's over? Fuck what we just said.
You know what? I think
I want to hear your mindset.
The whole premise of the conversation. the whole point of having this conversation, this dialogue about when it's over, is that people don't know when it's over.
But you definitely did not answer that question.
But from your standpoint,
why did you answer the question? I mean, it could be that, I mean, I just don't know.
You don't know.
That's the whole point of this conversation.
And that's what I'm saying. That therefore, you cannot speak on what the fuck we speak on and what we go through because you don't know.
All right, so listen. We're going to come back and revisit this little piece of conversation. Okay. Let's jump. How do you know when it's over with a job? Let's just say you've been at a job for years and years.
When you start getting less hours on that motherfucker.
Well, I mean,
they start cutting you back and cutting you off on hours.
Okay, cutting you back on hours. I mean, what do you think?
I just feel like, shit, it's not even about the hours. Because at the end of the day, whether you get employed full-time, fucking motherfucking part-time,
mm-hmm.
a motherfucker gonna still, they gonna still give you the hours that they
want to
give you.
But they
gonna still give you mm-hmm. the pay that they want to give you.
That's right.
So once I feel like once you're fed up with a job at the end of the day, and I tell everybody,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna say everybody, I'm not built for no 9-to-5.
You know,
and I'm gonna say everybody that
you're not built for no 9-to-5.
I'm not built for that shit.
But if everything around you depends on it,
no, fuck that shit.
If you got children,
but listen to what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, I'm tired of chasing the bag, motherfucker. I want that motherfucker to chase me. You know what I'm saying?
But in reality, you're talking to
reality,
your viewer hosts. They go to work every single day.
And they go to work every single day.
And some of them go to
work.
Their
ass off.
Yes.
And they do what the fuck they got to do to maintain.
But some people go to work and they're horrible at work.
But in their heart, they know that they don't have to do that. They just know that they have to do that to get.
So then again, how do we know when enough is enough?
Enough is enough when you can say that you got a fucking blueprint.
When you get tired of getting
a full fucking blueprint that you can know that you can lay back on.
Oh, so what you saying that when you
plan
get to
B
a,
type
yeah,
shit.
Plan B when you
you get, cannot leave a job mm-hmm. when you know that that's your steady homecoming. That's your eat. That's how you
so,
eat.
So that's the strategy. That's maybe you need to talk to somebody
that's
on here.
That's how you get with it. You
to
know
tell
what
them
I'm
that
saying?
In case you enough is
that's
enough,
you
it's a job.
It.
You need even a plan B.
But even if you feel like enough is enough, make sure, even though your plan B is not steady enough,
mm-hmm.
and even if your plan B is not, you know what I'm saying, okay enough, is if you thought it was going to be,
mm-hmm.
just make sure that even if
right.
you stop that job,
uh-huh.
you can rely on that plan B to at least get you some type, right, so some type of income.
Right, so those viewers that are coming in, let us. My
something.
Name is The Professor.
Something.
Near the rose. Near the rose. In our topic
I'm
of discussion.
I'm a flower. I'm still growing. So y'all can teach me. Y'all can constructive criticize me.
So the topic of our conversation is, how do you know when enough is enough? And we talked about relationships. Now we're moving on to work. I mean, what else? How do you know when enough is enough? Maybe with family and friends.
You get tired of something. Circumstances, it can mean you get tired of getting mistreated.
Family and friends, enough is enough is when... You know, because
then the ones that get you first. I'm gonna
use something like I'm gonna use where somebody has been, you know, saying contact to me and telling me about like recently. They like, okay, well, I live with, you know what I'm saying? I live with someone,
mm-hmm.
and the person that I live with, we have the bills settled.
Right.
But ever since I've invited my family member into the picture,
right.
things have gotten crazy. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
So are you talking about with somebody that you met, a friend or...
No, I'm just saying in general.
General.
I'm just speaking
mm-hmm.
like an example.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they just right. say, oh, okay, well, I ain't got no way to work.
Yeah.
The person that you done invited hit into the crib that me and you both pay bills in, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They don't pay no bills.
Right.
You just invited them in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just said, okay, they come in, but they gotta pay something, but... At the end of the day, when they came in, at first, they wasn't able to pay them. But when they got on their feet, they mm-hmm. was able to pay something and split something.
Right.
Or if not able to pay something or split something, they was able to, you know what I'm saying, send
right.
the motherfucker back and forth.
Right.
Everybody in the house, we like a powerhouse. Like the
right.
mitochondria, we a workhouse. We a powerhouse.
I love it.
We gonna teamwork and we gonna get some, like, if a motherfucker need a ride to work, we gonna go from room, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We gonna see.
Right. So what you're saying is, how do you know enough when somebody don't play that role?
Listen, but the person that they invited in ain't about nothing.
Right.
That person that they invited in is basically like a freeloader.
Mm.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, it just depends on how you look at it all. So you saying, I get it. When you not contributing something.
It's not even contributing. It's not even contributing. You ain't got to give me money.
Well, it ain't got to be
money. You ain't got to give me money. But at the same time, if I'm inviting you into a crib that you don't have to pay bills in, and I never asked you a fucking bill to pay.
Right.
I never asked you no motherfucking money, no none of that shit. But if you know that you're staying here, you can't stay here and live filthy.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't stay here and not clean up.
Mm.
You can't stay here and think that you're not going to clean up where the fuck you lay up and fucking mess up dishes at.
Right.
You cannot stay here and do that shit. You're going to have to do something.
Right.
Because at my team, I'm feeling like, you know what I'm saying? You stay here and we your housekeeper type.
What if you like any typical American, you about 30, 40, you in the mid-careers, and you have family members.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they come with baggage. Mm-hmm. Coming to the house. What do you do?
If you know they come with baggage.
But they're your family members. These are people that you love.
It don't matter.
These are grandmothers.
That's the thing, and that's what you have to get through everybody, regardless of how much you love a motherfucker, regardless of how close they are to you, blood or not, family or not, relationship or not, friendship or not, food. Like he said, you know their boundaries. You know what the fuck they bring into you. If you living a happy life, so that means you gonna tell me you living a happy life, you living how you living, you getting everything you want, you wearing red bottoms and everything, and you gonna allow a miserable motherfucker to come into your life and fuck that shit up?
Well, it's just because they miserable. First, millions of Americans do it.
They your responsibility though.
Right. Millions of Americans do it. The question boils down to.
But brutally speaking, honestly, they're your responsibility if you allow them into your life. You know what I'm saying?
So what could you say to somebody who is at home?
If you gonna allow them into your life, make sure that you allow them into your life to be on their shit. Don't allow them to have boundaries.
Don't allow them into your life
and say, okay, well, since you're coming back and I know you've been having your hard shit, he go some Gucci. Or he go this and he go that.
So no, describe boundaries.
Boundaries are when you know, okay, I got a cousin that's been, let's say, an addict, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say, can't seem to get their shit together, for instance.
Right.
If you have a family member or something like that, and they want to come into your life, and you up, and you on that bougie status. Like, let's say you want Beyonce status or Jay-Z status.
Right.
If you on that limit, and you know for a fact that cousin need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know for a fact that. If it ain't you, ain't nobody gonna help that cousin.
Right.
Because if it ain't you, that cousin gonna wind up dead or in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you.
So you saying,
but listen,
establish boundaries.
It's up to you to establish those boundaries when you allow that person into your life.
Right.
Regardless if they know that, oh, okay, you Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Or okay, you got all of this money.
Right.
No, I'm gonna teach you some shit.
Right.
Before you can see what I got up on,
right,
you gonna have to step up.
Right.
You gotta walk. You gotta crawl before you walk.
Right.
So you gonna crawl before you walk into my life, and you gonna crawl before you walk, and you gonna show me what the fuck you about.
Right.
And capable of. Because I'm not gonna allow you to go through circle after circle, which you been going through circle after circle.
Right.
And what the circle after circle was landing you.
Right.
Through bullshit.
Right.
Nothing. You ain't been doing nothing with your life.
Right.
You ain't been shit. You ain't never been shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not gonna allow that shit.
Right.
So when I allow you into my life, I'm going to allow you into my life, and I'm going to give you these stepping stones to step off of, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to motivate you, and I'm going to push you every step of the way as hard as I can.
Right.
I'm going to break my back.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? Sometimes in situations,
in situations like that, what a person truly, truly needs at the time is love. Sometimes the best
help the time.
Is to give them a motivational word. When you know, sometimes our right intentions could possibly be
wrong intentions. But at the end of the day, it's only up to that person to do.
Absolutely. But we all have the right intentions, but sometimes our right intentions can end up with the wrong results. Right? But with that being said, let's just shift it up just a little bit. What about if you are at work and you have, how do you know when enough is enough when you have a relationship with your boss and you're a coworker and she constantly goes past the line? How do you know when to put your foot down and say enough is enough? And she's your boss. She's responsible for your money. She's responsible for your livelihood. What do you say to somebody who's in a situation like that?
Probably pull it, even you gotta pull if she's responsible
for your life and your livelihood and your money, that's always legal actions that you can take.
That is true. That's the first thing I thought about.
That's always everything that you can evidence whenever you feel.
Well, it's not necessarily she's doing anything.
But it don't matter.
Illegal.
Well, it don't matter if it's illegal.
But you gotta pull it to the side.
If it's out of your need, and if you feel like it's something that's fucking you over,
making you uncomfortable,
record that shit. Write that shit down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put that shit in record. So when you do be able to bring that to court, you can get your judge.
You got a track record.
You got every track. You got trail. Paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all that matters.
So what if, but what if your friendship with your boss, it transcends that? The relationship that you've established over years and years brings you into a sphere of, yeah, that's my boss, but yeah, she just my, not my best friend, but she but one of them.
That would make it even more easier because you should be able to talk to her. You should be able to
talk to her. You should be able to talk to her if she's your friend.
You should tell her, look, this is getting out of hand. I don't like this. Right. If you don't want it to get to the point where I got to take legal actions to this shit, then either we're going to squash this or we can't.
Right.
Either we can't. It's all about my livelihood because I came in this bitch alone and I see how grimy and I see how slimy you moving. Right. And I'm not going to go forth with my life when how grimy and slimy you moving
right.
Like, either we gonna do it like this, or we gonna take it how I wanna take it. And how I wanna take it, I don't wanna take it.
Right.
Because I know the loyalty I have against you. And I know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So
either you gonna take it my way, or you gonna take it the way.
So what you saying is, if y'all friends like that, and y'all been together, just be bold enough to just tell her. Look, I don't like when you have conversations.
It's not even
like
being
that.
Bold. It's just being an adult. Like, just they like doing something.
Or being a friend.
I feel like it's not even being bold enough because at the same time, you could be bold enough and my motherfucker could call you crazy for being bold enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just got to know. You got to know your friend. You got to know your boss.
A motherfucker can call you crazy for just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker can call you crazy for telling the truth.
I personally think those two things are supposed to
mix. They can't handle the truth. Mm-hmm. That's when a motherfucker can call you crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you cannot accept that. Don't ever accept that shit.
Right. So what you
saying? When it's only right for you as a person and you feel that it's right for you in your mind, body, and your gut, and your soul.
Yeah.
And I mean gut to the fucking...
Right.
Truth. Right. Like, for real.
Right. So you brought up one good interesting point. You shouldn't cross the line. If that's your boss, you shouldn't...
It shouldn't be a second time. The second time, it means they don't have no respect because you already just said already what you don't like. So that means she continued to do it, then something wrong now. That means she, I don't know. You got to handle that. And that's the first thing I thought of was legal action, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was a check because that's what that is. Because she playing in your face. Really?
Yeah.
You said you didn't like something and she keep doing it. And friendship and that business shit, they really don't like really work out together.
What
you
want me for?
Like, it don't really mix together. It's almost like politics and religion. They don't really mix.
Right.
You can't do friends and business because business is business.
Right.
You know, and personal shit is just personal shit, but you can't let them mix. And that's letting it mix while that person doing whatever they're doing to whomever is just, especially when them being a boss, they have authority to say so.
So they shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Not if it makes you feel uncomfortable.
They shouldn't be doing something to make their employees feel uncomfortable.
Not even if they should have done it in the first place. It's just a person, you know what I'm saying? If everything had dipped in gold, then maybe it would never go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, Janae ain't go.
Yeah.
Everything sweet ain't sugar coated.
Right.
Quote, I ego. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Quoting her. That shit is not sugar coated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You cannot judge a book by its cover.
So what you're saying is...
Learning when I grow up, I grew up in life, when I grew up, my daddy told me, you got 3 seconds to impress somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
3 seconds. Right. And there's a book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book.
Right.
You got 3 seconds to make your impression.
Right.
off of somebody. Well, let me just regardless of how much money they have, regardless of how broke they are, regardless of what type of person they are, regardless of who they are as a person.
Right. Well, let me stop you there. Let me just say this. If you go impress anybody, you need to be impressing yourself.
And when you impress yourself before you impress anybody, you got to know that. Before you impress anybody, you got to know that you got to impress yourself before you gotta be impress happy, the next one.
I guess.
Because how the fuck you going to love yourself when you don't love somebody else? You hear me? How the fuck you going to love somebody else when you don't love yourself?
But you will be surprised. Because, I mean, everyone is different. So your speaking audience, I wish to say they all come the same, but they're not. You have
and
people
that come in here. And it's hard, and I hate that.
So the message I like in Lowdown that you bring to the show is, it's about the good, honest truth. Like, the real true things that's happening.
Like, I feel like you're
that's what the show is about. What do we do?
Just go with your gut feeling. Like, your body ain't gonna lie to you. Like, that's just the honest truth. Your body ain't gonna lie to you.
Your gut feeling is not gonna lie.
Yeah, like, you know something feels different.
Your mind, your body,
your
soul
is
not gonna lie.
Right.
Soul ties are a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
A lot of people be ignoring them.
Okay, well, I can have a sneaky link here and there. Or I can have a sneaky link. You know what I'm saying? From time to time. I'm sorry, I had to rough my cap up. Y'all, look.
Oh, look at the nice guy. I love it.
He just did so much. Like, he's just the most.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, y'all can say, like, okay, well, I'm finna fuck this motherfucker tonight.
Right.
It's just a one night stand.
Right.
It's just some, I don't give a fuck about this bitch.
Right.
But regardless, before you fuck that motherfucker, you had to, hey, what's your name?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that time of the point, what's your and name? She, y'all exchanging. Y'all exchanging them energies. Right. Mm-hmm. But y'all not knowing each other's energies because y'all might be too intoxicated to know.
Right. But you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
It's not,
the next morning and you feeling crazy. You're like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want to beat this bitch up that you just woke up the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't woke up.
Right.
Like, I done had them times like that. Right. I done had them one of those senses to where I'm just like, damn, right. I had a good time last night, but shit. Since I wanna massage you, bitch, I wanna bite you. Because why you in my shit?
Right.
Get the fuck out.
Right.
Like, no, you cannot stay no couple hours. Like, I need you to go right now.
Right.
Like, I need you to go right now so I can recollect myself and recollect my body and I can just I need to rejuvenate.
But soul ties, you can establish more just than a sexual
way. But that was a soul tie.
And it is one. But there's other ways of just hanging with somebody, exchanging energies with somebody.
Are you talking about mental, sexual.
You can't limit yourself as a human being to the sexual, spiritual soul ties, the way that you vibe with someone, the way that your energy transforms from one end to the next. All of these are soul ties. They're all. What?
But can you end them quickly though? If it's a need.
What do you mean?
Like them soul ties is just the different soul ties. Can some of them be like ended quickly?
Well, I'm
like if you
sure
just got a mentally a mental thing, can that end quickly? If you got a spiritual like type of connection with a person, can that end quickly?
Yeah. What do you say?
I don't think the spiritual one. I don't really believe that can. End
I feel
that
like
quickly.
It can end if they let you go. If you let them go.
Whatever.
It's almost like saying like when you love somebody though, kind of sort of, and you always love them.
Just break up and go, and you
always have a special place.
If you let them go, even though regardless of your ties or your bonds, your spiritual connections, or you know what I'm saying, anybody can have that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody can have that with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody that they can trust or somebody that they, you know what I'm saying?
Not everybody,
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you have those people that, you know what I'm saying, have those ones. And I say anybody because it's us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Come on, Leo.
What I'm saying? That's why I say anybody because it's us.
Mm-hmm.
But just generally speaking, if it's not y'all, if you have related to it, like, you know how the fuck that shit feels. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. Sometimes that shit be hard to let go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it has to take us as a person to be like, okay, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of going back and forth.
So
I'm tired of fighting.
Especially when you ain't got nowhere with it.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna get tired.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna get tired.
Yeah, you being too much.
You cannot tell me that you're not gonna get tired. And if you're not gonna get tired, evidently you enjoy that shit. So that shit is meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not speaking on that shit. And I ain't got nothing to say to you because you enjoy that shit. Yeah. And I don't. Right. You a different breed.
Right.
I ain't. Well, breed. I ain't look. Listen, I ain't with none of that.
Right.
None
but,
of that.
But,
I'm
but,
not finna. I'm not fairness, finna allow myself because if I can't, if I can't focus on my mind, my body, my soul, my goals, my needs, my wants, what I want to be to be successful in life.
Yeah.
What I need to be successful in life.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't focus on that,
yeah,
because I'm too busy focusing on my significant other, who the fuck they fucking off with, who the fuck they fucking, who the fuck they talking to, who the fuck pictures they liking, who the fuck statuses they commenting on, or who the fuck lives they talk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I gotta focus on that, then I know that shit is not no good.
Well,
that ain't nothing positive,
That's how I know that. That's how I feel
emotional.
Like that's how it's over.
That's emotional.
But that's what many people, a lot of people act off emotion though.
Emotion,
but in a relationship,
a lot of people act off
in relationships, some people are emotional and other ones, they operate in this intellectual, if it makes sense, if the facts
and regardless
add up,
of if it doesn't make sense,
there's
the shit still gonna add up.
Well, it's not about adding up, it's how
up.
You move. Some
rather
people are emotional,
even
and some people,
emotionally,
and you're right, they both don't add up, whether
it's
emotional or this.
Yeah,
you're right,
that's
it doesn't
what I'm saying,
add up.
Even emotionally, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I hate to just say that.
You're right.
Even emotionally, if you feel like that shit don't add up, emotionally, do you feel like all of this shit that you're going through emotionally gonna add up?
But what about the ones that don't know how to, just take them a little longer to catch on to
it? You know what I'm saying? Do you think that shit gonna add up then?
Right.
It's not gonna add up if it's gonna take you a longer time to catch up to it because they feel like, okay, well,
Let's go deep in your conversation.
I feel like she vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's why a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And let's be honest.
People feed off that.
I done been in a relationship. To where I didn't feel like, you know what I'm saying, the person that I was in a relationship with felt like I was so vulnerable to the fact where I didn't know if they were fucking off on me.
Yeah.
I was too vulnerable to the fact where I didn't know that they were playing games on me. I was too vulnerable to the fact where I didn't know that they didn't really want me for me. I was too vulnerable to the fact where I knew and they knew that they just wanted to fuck me. But me being me, me being vulnerable, and everything that I just said, I didn't give a fuck about that shit. I didn't look at that shit.
Right.
I was vulnerable. I was in need for somebody to love me. You know what I'm saying? It kept for me to want me. You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me say this.
All of that
I get what you said. Now, I'm going to speak from the perspective of that person. So, you were needing this, but here this person felt like this is a way of showing you that they love you by giving you the things that you
don't. But that's not the way that they're showing you
that
they love
you,
though. Once they feel like you're vulnerable, and once they feel like you're going to do anything that they say you're going to do, they manipulating
you. No. I've been through that.
And that's
before.
What you have to understand. At this point, you cannot allow nobody to
manipulate
you.
That should have drive you crazy.
You will go crazy.
Okay, so.
Because it had you thinking it's you.
That shit will play with your feelings.
What do you mean?
Why you think you have all of these articles to where you see, okay, a man that killed his wife, his kid.
No,
himself.
I'm not talking about that.
No.
That's what it means.
I'm talking about
his caring. I'm not talking about a person who's in control, and he's
holding on. Regardless if they're in control or not, everybody don't have to be in control every time to manipulate somebody.
Now
I'm
gonna pause this.
I'm gonna go deep.
I'm gonna show you
this.
Like,
this shit
so,
get me in my feelings.
Come on, let's go.
Like,
when
really
you in a relationship,
you're not listening to me.
We both listen
you're not
to each
listening.
Other. And we gotta find
you're
a
not listening.
When you in a relationship, you're gonna always have a strong person, and you're gonna always have one who's not. That's the whole point.
That's not, you're not gonna always have that. You're not gonna always have a strong person.
You're not gonna always have a person who's not.
You're gonna get into a relationship with where y'all both weak. When y'all both don't know y'all triggers.
But
when
y'all
both
weak,
don't
though.
Know where the fuck trigger y'all, fool. You Well, y'all both don't know where the fuck that set y'all up. Mm-hmm.
But one of them is stronger than the other, though. Still. Mm-hmm. One of them is still going to be stronger than the other.
It can be, it ain't no stronger even by that 1%.
Even by 1%.
Ain't no percent in none of the time.
And see, what happens is...
Why y'all think the phrase hurt people come from?
I think that's... I think we're going two different lines. Of course, we both
can. Both of y'all could be hurt.
But it doesn't take for one person stronger.
Damage two damaged goods. Like, yeah,
I completely agree. Yeah. I completely agree.
But it's only up to y'all and y'all mindsets. But if y'all too hurt to fucking... help each other, then even this shit ain't gonna go nowhere.
That's stubbornness. That's stubbornness,
it's
though, right there. When they can't both help each other, they both
it's
they wanna help, but they just can't because they're so busy.
It's not stubbornness. I don't call it stubbornness. I just call it y'all too into y'all hurt. Y'all too into y'all pain. That's where it hurt people.
That's like a wall.
It's
like a defense mechanism.
Hurt people makes hurt people. So if two hurt people get together and they two built off they hurt, just like y'all trying to build off what y'all saying, like y'all can say, okay, well, us being both hurt, we can build off of that shit. Y'all don't know y'all full triggers, fool.
That's correct.
And everybody that get into relationships, wait before you interrupt me. Everybody that get into relationships don't know they full triggers. Right. Everybody, they don't. They don't. So that's why
they don't know what the other part, the other person.
So they don't know what the fuck going on. So that's why hurt people. If you hurt and you know you coming into this relationship hurt and that motherfucker else hurt. Yeah. And the person that you coming into a relationship hurt, it's gonna create a hurt person.
Right.
Y'all hurting each other.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Cause y'all ain't battled y'all demons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't battled y'all triggers. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't went through and y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't conquered y'all triggers that y'all supposed to been conquered.
Right.
It's some triggers that you ain't even conquered that the significant other don't know about.
Yeah.
But even if y'all did share, you know what I'm saying, information between the two of y'all each other, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's still some shit deep down in y'all soul that y'all both ain't conquered.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt people,
yeah,
and that's what I meant by that.
Yeah,
like you cannot take by that. Ain't no stronger person other than the stronger person.
Okay, so what? How do they move on? How do they do the next step?
Y'all just both hurt.
But how do they go to the next step though? Because if they do, if they break up each other, they gonna take that in the next. They gonna take that in the next relationship they in.
If y'all go to the next step, then it's gonna take both of y'all. It's both of y'all to realize y'all triggers. It's going to take both of y'all to go through this and that and the third.
You're
going to have to go through that.
And not necessarily all the time. I don't think that.
And accept each other to go through that. Y'all going to have to say that. Y'all going to have to agree on that.
I think that they need to figure out themselves first. Like, really, they got
to
let that hurt go first.
And that's what I was trying to say from the jump. But if not, that's what I meant from the jump. Hurt people. Because if y'all going to jump in a relationship and y'all know y'all hurt, and y'all know y'all got trauma and shit, and battling demons and shit, how the fuck y'all going to deal with a relationship when y'all both hurt?
Now, here's the thing.
That's what a phrase, hurt people.
The whole point of getting in the relationship.
Get yourself together before you jump into something.
Yeah.
Jump into anything.
So, this, and I'm just speaking from my point of view.
I'm not going to be friend nobody. Yeah. I'm not going to be friend nobody. Mm. If I feel like, okay, she ain't right and I ain't right.
Mm-hmm. That's what got, yeah.
I'm not going to be friend that person. Because we both ain't right. Because
that go back to your body. And then that causes problems.
Because we both got triggers and shit. You know what I'm saying? We both got things that trigger each other that we don't know about. And even if we do know about it, we not ready for that shit.
You know,
I'm going to get myself together before, you know what I'm saying?
I get there. You got to come to a relationship with a sense of togetherness.
Closure.
With yourself. But here, and this is just in my point of view, just being raised the way I was and so on and so forth. When we were talking about one is better than the other one, I wasn't talking about an emotional one. I was talking about a financial one. Most people who are in a relationship with somebody, usually one spouse, make more.
I've been through that before.
But you're right on that as far as hurt people. I know when I get in a relationship, I remember when I first got in a relationship.
Some people make more than the other.
Like, I've been in a relationship before when I was in Chicago where that. It was the first time I ever did it. Like, I allowed that person to, like, take care of me and stuff like that. And I'm not really used to that. So, it fucked with my pride.
And that's why I say that's what they're thinking of. You allow that person.
But here's the thing, though. It may not be that person.
But listen.
It could be you.
Because I was worrying.
And that's what I was saying.
It's not the
that's
person who's giving it. It could be you. How you
even if that person, and that's what I had to learn growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That person can be a fucking billionaire. That person can be fucking Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
That person can be motherfucking who's motherfucking motherfucking. That person can be motherfucking Facebook fucking creator.
Right.
I can be that your name.
Right. But it's just the fact that somebody has a
position. But why am I dating them is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I dating them is the question.
Right.
That's the question.
I think.
Am I dating them for this? Mm-hmm. Or am I dating them because just because I know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They the Facebook creator. Or. They Bill Gates. You know what I'm saying? They got millions and millions of money, or they can benefit me. Why am I dating them?
Right.
If I'm going to go in a relationship and feeling like I'm going to automatically be dependent on them because of what they got, then that's what.
But how does it play off on you, though?
What do you mean?
It's not like if somebody is just
you decide to go in a relationship,
they're the breadwinner,
and that's
in the relationship, and then that means you have to keep.
If they're the breadwinner, then they got it. It's up to them to help you out. If they
right.
gonna spoil
but how
you,
does that make you feel that you have to keep asking?
You don't have to ask. If you gotta come into a relationship and ask, then that relationship ain't for you. If you gotta ask, if they gonna do some shit, if they gonna say, hey,
but
I'm
for
with
people
you,
that are though. The people that are in relationships like that, like, you know, how do you think that? Because I've been through it. Like, it don't feel really good.
You don't have to be in it, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the time.
Just fuck it up. Just
but
fuck
that,
it.
That's
because
not how
gonna
it
feel
begins.
Like, at the end of the day, they're going to feel like you always got to ask them for shit.
But you know, it wasn't for my situation. It wasn't like that at the beginning, though. Like,
so how
you know,
was it like?
I was working. He was working.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me to not work. Because
mm-hmm.
he was taking care of
okay,
things.
So if he asked you to not work, still should be able to have a plan B to lean on.
I always got a plan B,
okay.
but it's still the same fact. When you get in a relationship and you with somebody and you like,
you're serious.
People have a habit of cutting off everything.
Yeah.
People have a habit of, they cut off family
able,
and friends
I,
and all
I,
that.
But honestly, me speaking and me being
when you deep in it.
Me being me
mm-hmm.
and deep in it. And even if I was deep in it, if he was to tell me off and I don't give a fuck how much money he was telling me, I'm going to say, why would you tell me to go off when we can just build businesses after businesses and LLCs after LLCs? I can lay off, and even if I do lay off, I'm going to have some workers to depend off of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to just lay off to where I cannot
still make money.
But
see, like, when you're in a relationship and you really love that person, and they ask you to do that, that's kind of almost like a Prince Charming type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So you be
yeah,
in love. So
some
you know what I'm saying?
Are,
so you really
some
trust in
this
person.
No, see, yeah.
Well,
you have
people that crave to do that. That's a
there
manipulator.
There are some people. No, it's not.
It is a manipulator.
There are some people who in this real world go
I'm
and say,
sorry,
you know what?
Cannot,
I want me a dominant
can't,
man.
Can't.
Or I want me a submissive. People
at
go
the
into
the
these
day,
with
I'm sorry.
That
mindset. At the end of the day, my mindset and the shit that I've been through in life, everybody has not, you know, everybody can't relate to everybody when they come
mm-hmm.
to this. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
so that's why
story.
I cannot relate to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not going to make it a big debate because I cannot relate to what you've been through. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can't, you know, so I'm not going to debate on that.
Yeah, ain't
but
no debate.
At the end of the day,
you, everybody with you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So
you,
what I'm
you're
saying
right.
is.
You're right.
What
you're
I'm
be,
saying
absolutely.
Is, as a person, what I'm saying is, me growing up.
Yeah.
And me knowing, look, if that nigga say stop working completely and woozy woozy blase blase,
right.
I need to know that nigga at least stacking and baking on what the fuck twice and third
yeah.
and fourth and fifth
yeah.
and times. And you know what I'm saying? Is what he baking on when he tell me stop my shit.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm not
going to
stop my shit for nothing.
Yeah.
When I know that anything can go wrong.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And this is what I've been through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I say I cannot debate on him because
yeah.
we've never been through the same
and,
thing.
And everybody has
I don't
own,
know what
yeah.
he's been through.
Yeah.
You know? And
right.
I'm willing to listen. I'm always
yeah.
willing to listen to what anybody, you, him,
right.
anybody, viewers.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
I wish I could say. Shit. Yeah, man. I wish I could say.
And everybody needs in to my be able life. To, you know what I'm saying? Give each other advice. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit get hard.
And that's why I'm about to say.
Motherfucker, realize be stressing off of that shit. That shit hurt people.
Yeah. Since that we, shit really since we hurt talking about people. The lowdown.
It hurt.
And just being real and frank. I'm just, you know, in my life, I just ain't always made the perfect decision.
Me either.
I wish I could just say that at every corner, at every move, when I supposed to make a right turn, I made a right turn. When I supposed to make a left turn, I made a left turn. I went up and down. But that's not my reality.
But you know, a lot of times, I believe as people, we can stop that because, you know, people always listen to that second thought. Whatever the hell, name I should love my first man. It ain't nothing but the Holy Spirit, first of all, telling you what to do already.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I had to realize materialistic shit don't matter.
Sure the fuck don't.
But it's so beautiful.
Yeah, but that shit is beautiful.
Anybody can get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It look good on the celebrities.
Yeah.
It look good on the Instagram models. It look good on the TikTok. It look good on the Facebook. You know what I'm saying? It look good on Ari. It look good on Jada. You know what I'm saying? It look good on anybody. But at the same time, y'all all have to realize, we all have to realize, they still go through shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They still stress. It's still sleepless nights that they get.
Absolutely.
It's still nights that they have to get to where they have to bawl their eyes out to where they don't know what the fuck going on. Where they don't know what the fuck they have to do as a person.
Right. So, guys, I must apologize for a moment. I'm going to come back to you. But, guys, listen, if you just joining us, we're the Lowdown with your host.
Hello.
Yes, with Ace.
Ace the Boss, what's up?
And it's the one and only The Professor. Okay. Would you please like, subscribe, and comment at the bottom? We're talking about a very important topic. And the topic is, how do you know?
Shit coming to an end.
Enough is enough. How do you know when enough is enough?
Wait, we play a song or something over there real quick.
Gonna break up. Gonna break.
We get a song going real quick. Oh, you getting cracking outside. Keep going.
Okay,
hold on. It's my speaker. So I can just turn on my phone. We did it. High five, this girl fighting for her point of view.
But
I love it. Hello, high five, we did it. We got, are we on mute?
Yeah, we on mute. Oh, shit.
What
I don't know what.
Not here,
turn on,
hold on,
let me do it on.
I'm finna turn the music back on.
Oh, she smoked it out.
She smoked right in front of you.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it.
What am I looking for? Facebook.